Good evening, guys. It is Jess and Cam, Fighting for America podcast. What is up, everybody? Tonight's episode is number 82, brought to you by Project Veritas, because their exploding video that just came out yesterday and today. Cam, did you see any of it?
I saw the clip that came out yesterday, and I actually thought you were going to say today's episode is brought to you by Pfizer.
Ah, I got you there. But it is brought to you by Pfizer in a way.
Literally
brought to you by Pfizer. Here we go. We got the first clip right up. This is the guy. Okay, so Project Veritas is, I guess this guy's on a gay date. Very gay, right? This guy's gay. Clear as day.
You think?
Supposedly he works at, he says he works at Pfizer as a, what is he? What can we say he is?
Maybe with virology, maybe?
Virology, yeah, something like that. All right, and here he is. He's going to talk, and you guys, we'll discuss what happens.
Ultimately is thinking about mutating COVID?
Well, that is not what we say to the public. No, don't tell anyone this morning. We're exploring, like, now, you know how the virus keeps mutating?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're exploring is, like, why don't we just mutate it ourselves so we can develop new vaccines, right? So we have to do that. If we're going to do that, though, there's a risk of, like, as you could imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutating viruses. It would be, like, very controlled to make sure that virus that you mutate doesn't create something like, you know, it goes everywhere.
Something crazy
is the way that the virus started and moved on. To be honest, like, it makes no sense if this virus popped out of nowhere. Like,
yeah, I know.
Meet Jordan Tristan Walker, a director of research and development strategic operations and mRNA scientific planning at Pfizer.
It sounds like gain of function to me.
I don't know, it's a little bit different. I think it's different. It's like this. It's definitely not gain of function.
It sounds like it is. I mean, it's okay.
No. So directed evolution is very different. Yeah. Well, you're not supposed to do gain of function research of the viruses. Like, yeah. They recommend not. But you do, like, these, like, selected directional mutations to try to see if you can make more potent.
Yeah.
So there is research ongoing about that. I don't know how that's going to work. There might not be any more outbreaks. Because, like, Jesus Christ.
The gentleman seems to have absolutely no moral compass at all.
I think a revolving door for all government officials. It's pretty good for the industry, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's bad for everyone else in America.
Why is it bad for everybody else?
Because if the regulators who have to approve our drugs know that once they stop being regulated, they want to go work for the company, they're not going to be as hard for the company. They're hearing their job.
If this is the quality of individuals within Pfizer that are making these huge decisions that risk global public health, it's profoundly corrupt.
There you go. The video, the very explosive video from Project Veritas the other night. By just telling, just watching this video, you know, obviously it seems like that, I guess they're on a date or whatever. And do you think it seems like he would be lying, or he would say he would lie about this if he was caught?
Yeah. Yeah, he could say that he was trying to impress his date and act like he was doing something. I mean, that's a plausible thing, but if this is actually followed up with, I would say that this could be something that could be proven but the problem is the government is, and the media and everything else is tied, you know, to the hip with these people with big pharma, especially Pfizer. So I think it'd be something easy to prove, but also easy for them to disprove because of the corruption.
Yeah. I mean, but the way he's talking and cause in the next video we're about to watch is, you know, he clearly says, oh, I was just trying to impress him. How is it impressing someone that America's fucked if we mutate the virus?
Well,
how
I mean,
is it impressing another guy? Is that how fake people are? Is it they have no moral compass at all?
Well,
evil doer.
It could be that maybe he thinks that the person that's talking to him was impressed that he was working with Pfizer, and maybe teed it up to where, you know, who knows what he had to say to him to get him. Obviously, he seems like he's got a good buzz going on, so he probably got him drinking so he would leak like a sieve. But yeah, he maybe showed interest in, like, power. So maybe his take on being powerful is to say, hey, we've got the means to modify these shots so we can sell more, you know?
Exactly. All right. Let's go into this video. I believe it's 8 minutes long.
Or modify the virus, I should say.
Okay. Here we go.
Hey there. Is this seat taken? You work for Pfizer. My question for you is, why does Pfizer want to hide from the public the fact that they're mutating the COVID virus?
Is this real life? I'm literally a liar. I was trying to impress a person on a date. What's your question? Lying.
Please, this is absurd. Don't touch me. Well, this is not, by the way,
why
don't,
are you doing
don't
this?
Tell anybody.
This is someone who's just working at a company to literally help the public. You f*** up. You really did. Please bring the cops as soon as possible. Very unsafe.
Can you please unlock your door?
No, no, don't let them leave.
Please unlock the door. Please unlock the door. Please unlock the door. Lock the door. We're trying to get you to unlock the door. Unlock the door. Unlock the door. Let's go. Come on. We're in New York City. This is remarkable. What you just witnessed here. This man locked us in the restaurant. They had to deliver pizzas. And then he dove for the iPad in a remarkable thing. We've never seen this before. Now, where's our car?
Stop! Cops, stand right there. No, the cops. I need the police.
What, he's running all over the place?
He's charging the guy.
You could make a report tomorrow, yes.
If he was here, you'd arrest that guy?
If he was here, yes.
Really?
Hey there. Is this seat taken? You were...
Wow, they would arrest O'Keefe if he was there? Interesting.
For Pfizer, my question for you is, why does Pfizer want to hide from the public?
Well, he works for Pfizer, dude.
Is this real life? I'm literally a liar.
Is this the full video?
This is something that was added today. I haven't seen this yet. This is the first time me viewing this.
Oh, here. This might be.
Hey there. Is this seat taken?
Okay, so he's going to sit down, talks with him, I believe.
Hide from the public. The fact that they're mutating the COVID.
This is the full video.
Is this real life? I'm literally a liar. I was trying to impress a person on a date. What's your lie?
Okay, so I want to get to the full video. I guess there's a quick.
Yeah, they've got clips for Instagram, stuff like that.
To it. Yeah, but this full video, I believe this is the video. It's going to get more interesting because we're going to see a lot more details of how someone talks when they're completely busted. And there's a lot of telltale signs.
I was going to say that there are those signs. It looks like admission of guilt just with the body language, jumping on the iPad, things like that. To me, that's admission of guilt other than just lying, you know? Why would he go through those measures?
Yeah. Hear it. This might be.
Does Pfizer not want the public to know that you guys are doing directed evolution?
What's going on here? I got those, like, an interview.
I don't know, it's gonna freak me out. I mean, these, like, flashbacks to that, like, same organization of, like, those conservative people who, like, randomly go into organizations and then, like, befriend people who work in these organizations and then report them, which happened to people at Pfizer. So it's, like, freaks me out when people start asking a lot of questions about work.
Why would that go to the public?
Because I just want to know the answer.
You're not finally reporting me. Oh my god, isn't that horrible? You're not reporting me or something like that.
Oh, that was right before.
Is this seat taken?
What?
Hi. you work for Pfizer. My question for you is, why does Pfizer want to hide from the public the fact that they're mutating the COVID viruses?
Is this real life? What?
Okay, him standing up doing that, Cam. Well, what's going through his head?
I'm busted. Admission of guilt.
Oh, okay.
To me. I mean, the body language is guilt to me.
Okay.
What is happening here?
Why?
What is going on here? This is
acting really shocked that he doesn't know who he is or anything.
Right.
It's absurd.
Why does Pfizer want to hide from the public that they're mutating the COVID virus?
Oh my god,
you're on video. Mutating
the
COVID virus.
On here? I need to call the police right now. This is
I know this is my restaurant. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on either. This is ridiculous.
So you're on video.
I'm a journalist.
Bro, first of all, I'm literally a liar.
He's on video.
I'm literally a liar.
A liar?
Whoa.
You're saying we're exploring how the virus keeps mutating.
Yes,
one of the things we're exploring is why don't we mutate the virus? So, please do. Please do call the police. Please do call the police. Please do.
Can't do this here, guys. Okay. No, you can't do this here.
You're gonna call the police. He's gonna call the police for asking him a question. Please do call the police. Please do. Thinking about mutating. He's on tape. You're talking about mutating the COVID virus. Can I talk to you outside about
absolutely
this?
Absolutely not. You're not even my wife is on this. What is your name? Because you fucked up. You really did. I'm about to see you. This is absurd.
Please.
You have someone mock me as if they're going on a date to record me? You don't even know my position at this.
I was trying to impress
a person on a date.
What's your position?
Lying.
I'm impressed. There it is. He's lying about how they're mutating the virus and America's fucked. That's supposed to be a turn on.
Yeah. Yeah. You would, like always, you want to date Dr. Evil. But James is asking him what his position is. So I'm curious if he actually tells what his position is with Pfizer.
Okay, good luck.
I was literally trying. Okay. I'm not even a scientist by background. You know
that
I came from a consulting firm that does business.
Please, absurd. Please don't touch me.
This is absurd. Please
call the cops. Please do call the cops. Please do.
Please.
Why would you call the cops if you have nothing to hide? So he's obviously having one of the most outrageous reactions I've ever seen in the history of Project Veritas. He's threatening to call the police. Okay. He grabbed the microphone. The question is, why is he calling the police?
And he plays a victim.
What? Can I get a check for the bill?
No, do not give me your check. No, don't let them leave.
Do you want to put me in jail for asking you a question?
Yes, sir.
What is the intention of calling the police?
They have like no one's injured right now. We have some witnesses.
Can I talk to you, please, about this video?
Okay, so there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 white
people. Why would you bring race into this?
White people.
Really? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 white people.
We have you on tape talking about mutating the COVID virus.
No one mutates a COVID virus.
Show you the
oh, they don't?
I show you the video.
No, I want to call the police, but please don't have to leave.
Do we have to leave?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, you cannot just leave.
Do you want me to leave?
I want the police to come here and see all these people.
Can I ask you about this video?
Insane.
Please.
You can tell them about how
please.
I'm lying to a press.
Here, just is it true what you said?
What is this? No. I literally was on a third date with a guy, and like normal men, you lie to impress a date.
Mutating viruses? Do you not work for Pfizer?
This guy, I thought he was a date.
Sir, do you not work for Pfizer? Do you work for
a contractor? What the fuck are you?
Do you currently work for Pfizer, yes or no? Do you currently work for Pfizer, yes or no?
What are you talking about here? Please, I want the cops to be here.
So you don't work for.
So there we go. It's confirmed that
he's showing all the proof that he does work for Pfizer, and he's trying to deny. So if he'll lie about that, he'll lie about anything. He said he was a liar. He's a self-admitted liar. So,
yes.
But he's using his cover as a liar to cover up what he actually was talking about and the fact that he, in fact, does work for Pfizer.
Yeah, he's a director of scientific operation.
And he said he wasn't a scientist. So, well, how'd he get a position like that? So I'd say what he... was trying to say for his person he wanted to go out with, he probably was telling the truth because he seemed like he was intoxicated or had a good buzz going on. So he's like, look, I'm definitely getting laid tonight if I tell him what we're doing here at Pfizer.
Yeah, we're going to mutate the virus and cause absolute insane
chaos.
Yeah.
While we get rich while the rest of the world suffers. Yeah.
Right. Sounds, yeah. And you two are amazing. Safe. Okay.
Yeah. Here we go.
You can do this to people.
He doesn't want me to leave, ma'am. He wants the cops here, but he doesn't want me to leave. So I'm in a little bit of a predicament because she's asking me to leave, but he doesn't want me to leave. So what should we do?
Okay, so these people
Hi,
you're on a video here. Pfizer is mutating the virus.
This is absurd.
Look at this.
No,
video.
I literally said that. Is, what are you talking about?
Well, this is not. By the way,
why
don't
you doing
don't
this?
Tell anybody.
Who's just working at a company to literally help the public?
Why do you want to hide it from the public?
I don't know who you people are, and I couldn't be on the trust right now.
Why do you want
you don't
to hide it from
who
the public?
James O'Keefe.
If you suspect that this mutating COVID virus, is this the way the virus started in Wuhan? Why do you think it's okay for Pfizer to do that? He's filming the restaurant owner right now. He's filming her. I don't know why he's filming her.
No, don't.
Would you like me to leave? Because he won't. He's asking me not to leave. He's consenting to my presence. Ma'am, are we allowed to just stay and ask a few questions? It's pretty remarkable that they call the police on us every time we show up and ask questions. Every time. You say Pfizer is planning on doing research in the future, then claim that there's an ongoing research about that, and that there better not be any more outbreaks. Which is it? Are these experiments happening or not? Calling the police.
They can do it right
off
front.
Okay.
No, do not leave.
What's that?
Are they locked us in?
They locked us in.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah. Do you want us to leave or not?
Ma'am, you locked the door.
Ma'am?
Ma'am, we're trying to leave, but you locked us in here.
Call our attorney.
Can you please unlock your door? Let us out.
No, I don't know what's going on. I don't want anyone leaving. I'm right. I'm going to move on.
Can you please unlock your door?
No,
you,
no, don't let them leave.
Can you unlock the door?
I still have to leave. No, don't let them out. Don't let them out.
Could you please let us leave, ma'am?
I don't know what's happening. You can't lock us in.
We'd like to leave. We'd like to leave. Please unlock the door.
I see now they're worried because they know
what they're
doing.
No,
they're
really being trapped. Stop. Get away from me. Please unlock the door.
Give me, why is my watch here?
Please unlock the door. Please unlock the door. 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 This is
he's in desperation mode right
now. He is in fight or flight mode.
Yeah, smashing up the thing, like thinking like that's the only evidence he's that they have.
Yeah, that has all been saved. Sorry, pal.
Yep.
This is remarkable here. Thank you. We're trying to get unlock the door. Unlock the door. Unlock the door.
It's not about unlock the door like that. It is not. Stop, let go of me. Now you're hurting me. What is
you're
going
right.
on here? You cannot just report people like that.
Come on.
It's not okay.
Come on.
It's not okay.
Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Come on. We're in New York City. This is remarkable what you just witnessed here in the restaurant. Come on, guys. Where's the car? Where's the vehicle?
Keep walking.
Come on. This is insane. You just witnessed one of the most remarkable interactions ever. Do we have the iPad? So we're getting into the vehicle now. Where's our car?
Stop. That's not them. Stop. Cops, they're right there. No. Stop.
He's charging the guy. Charging.
I can't make it away.
After showing the footage, the police affirmed that Walker would be arrested if O'Keefe was still present. Oh, Walker would be a
this one, the victim right here.
Okay. If he was here, you'd arrest that guy?
If he was here, yes.
Oh, then we could just walk away then. Not worry about it.
If that's what you guys want to do, then yes.
There you go. There you go. If you know something, do something. Contact Project for sure.
Absolutely. And if this guy was just lying to a date, that'd be the end of it. He just would laugh and like, you guys are schmucks. I was lying. You'll see in the end, there's plenty of truth in what I said, even though it was a lie. You know what I'm saying? If it was, I'd be able to dismiss something if I was just running my mouth to try to impress somebody. But that dude was like frantically trying to cover up what he had done, obviously.
Yeah, that was a great video. But will this, the question is will this go anywhere, Cam?
Will, no, it won't.
Will Pfizer finally say, hey, you caught us? No. This guy's going to jail, right?
They have entirely too much power. They're connected with the government. They own the media. So, no, nothing will become of this. Yes, there'll be questions asked. It might make people be more hesitant. But this one incident probably will bear very little fruit, unfortunately.
Yeah, of course. But it's unfortunate that it is. It's just fascinating how thicker and we would never think of this. We're thinking of like, yeah, it started from Wuhan and it was a bioweapon and, China created it or whatever. And now it's like Pfizer is like, they know they found a way how to make money. And then, but this is the weird thing. If Pfizer wants everyone to keep taking the jabs, right? If this is what doesn't make sense, they keep on making, if they're going to make new variants, so you would start a new, this jab, that jab, jab one, two, three, four, five, right? But we all think it's supposed to depopulate the world. It's supposed to cause other diseases. Wouldn't they want you to be alive to take the virus, take the vaccine?
I don't think that all the shots are designed to kill people quickly. I think that there are some shots that are like loaded heavily.
Yeah.
Just like they say that like the Moderna shot and the Pfizer shot are identical. Okay. And only difference between the Pfizer and the Moderna is like taking like four shots at once. So what they're doing is, I think, just speculating, I think they have some hot shots that are designed to kill people immediately to help reduce the population. And then, of course, you've got the long-term effects of people's immune systems being compromised. The fact that it's causing like a 400% uptick in miscarriages, and then it's causing men to be sterile. It's causing women to be infertile. I think they've got a long game designed with this, and I firmly believe that these shots were developed. I mean, it's actually was proven. I don't know if you saw the video where the CEO of Pfizer was talking to Becky Quick from Squawk Box on MSNBC, the financial network, where she was saying, yeah, I remember last time we got together at Davos, you were talking about how you had the shots made before COVID was ever even released. You know, so, yeah, they had these shots ready. The shots were just a way to get the plandemic was just a way to get the shots out.
All right. Is this the video right here?
I think it is.
All right.
Booster in the U.S. There's been a CFTC and FDA investigation into potential safety issues surrounding stroke for elderly people who have gotten the booster. What do you know about that?
No, I think what the CDC said was that they saw a signal in one small database, and as a result, they triggered a very comprehensive review of all databases in existence, and they discovered nothing. So then, just for transparency reasons, as we had seen a signal, we tested, we found nothing. The same is with us. We were alerted that they found that. We'll do it. Our own investigation in all databases in Europe, Israel, and the US, and we found in none of them anything.
None of them. So are you continuing to look into safety issues? People wonder if it makes people more vulnerable to cardiac arrest. You've seen all the, some conspiracies and some, valid.
Irrelevant from conspiracy or not, we have a team that constantly does this. They are collaborating with major scientific institutions, and they are doing with them and alone ourselves, digging into databases. And we constantly review and analyze data. We've seen it's not a single signal, although we have distributed billions of doses.
Oh, they're investigating themselves. So I feel good about that.
Right. Yeah. Like if someone was to commit murder and then let's just say that they were cartel and then they had to cartel investigate it. Yeah, that's going to go out. That's not the video that I was talking about, but that does bring up a good point that they're investigating themselves. Did you see where Rebel News hemmed him up, the CEO from Pfizer, and started asking him all the questions, he wouldn't say crap.
Yes, I did see that. But I'm looking for that other video.
Let me see if I can find that one with Becky quick.
The last time we were here in Davos in the winter, it was January 2020.
Yeah.
And I saw you at that point, and we were at a breakfast right over here at the Belvedere.
I remember.
And you came up to me in this small room, and you were talking about how you had actually, you were working on a vaccine for COVID. And at that point, COVID-19 didn't even really exist in our minds. We were just hearing about the
virus. I think there was no name at that time.
Right. Coronavirus.
Yeah, right.
Wait, did you hear that? Cam, yep. I think you missed it. He says at the time the name was coronavirus.
Yeah, but it had not been officially released yet. There had not been anything. This is prior to the so-called plandemic being released.
Okay.
It's amazing how much you've accomplished in such a short amount of time. The last time we were...
Okay, so that's... I mean...
The villain in Skyfall.
That was Moderna, not Pfizer, right? That's Moderna. CBS host is amazed Moderna was working on a vaccine. He looks like the guy from Pfizer.
That's probably, I'm pretty sure that was the Pfizer CEO. They may have just put Moderna instead. It could be, somebody might just thought it was the guy from Moderna.
There was another video you were talking about that.
From Rebel News.
Yes, they were trying to interview him. Is that the one you're?
Yeah, they asked him a ton of questions. They hemmed him up. They weren't, I guess he thought that he wouldn't get approached by anybody other than someone that would softball him, the questions they're allowed to ask. But they asked him all the hard questions, and he went on a kind of a sprint to get away from them.
That's right. And then after that was Greta. They were all after Greta. Let me just look for these videos that you're talking about. I remember these interviews, but the thing is, he's like, what news organization are you from? And they're like, independent. And then he walked away. I believe that was one of the comments in the videos.
What I saw, that he was basically like, have a nice day. Something. And they were like, no, we won't have a nice day until you give us these answers, you know? So there may have been something further that I didn't see, but he gave him like two comments, and they were basically like, one of them was have a nice day, and it had nothing to do with the questions they were asking. They were asking about the adverse effects. They're asking about the died suddenly thing. They were asking about everything that should be asked. And instead of, them being protected, and they just know that they're protected and they don't have to answer anything.
Yeah. Wow. I wonder if they deleted those videos or
I doubt it. I'll find it for you real quick. Hang on. Did you check Rebel News?
I could go to the website.
If not, I can. I'll tell you what. I'll find a clip for you.
Rebel News on Instagram.
Yeah, check that. If not, I'm gonna send you a link right now. In just a second, because it was featured on InfoWars.
I know. I think with those kind of videos asking and getting no answer, what is that showcase?
Just shows how, you would think if you asked a CEO of any brand about a known issue, that they'd be like, look, we're looking into it. We're doing this. We're doing that. He would say nothing. So to me, that's admission of guilt. He was actually beat up by people that were actually asking the hard questions versus the softballs that people from MSNBC and CBS and all that were like, brought to you today by Pfizer, which is what you hear all day, every day. But if you look at, something like we do, or the people who actually go out and do what they call like guerrilla journalism, they're not gonna, they're gonna ask the hard questions and they just, they fold. So right. I think it was great that they actually got that close to him to ask him those questions, and his saying nothing to me was admission of guilt.
Well, because he knows he says anything, it's going to be that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Because he says anything, he messes up. That's it. It's totally exposed.
And he's the same guy that said that he didn't get the shots for personal reasons.
Really?
Yes, sir.
If we had
the CEO of Pfizer said that he didn't get them, or his family didn't get them for personal reasons.
Given the price of inflation, meat, eggs, milk, things like that.
That's not it. But that's the kind of what he did. I Governor. Think.
Well, but
this is it.
And the rebels also spotted John Kerry.
Man, they spotted everybody. Greta. They were really on top of Greta for the longest time. Cam, I cannot find. I can only find a picture. They must direct the traffic back to their site.
I don't know.
This is
there was a great clip on InfoWars I'm trying to find, but there's been so much content uploaded since then. Oh, here we go. I got it. Gosh, this is a long clip though. Maybe we can just watch part of it. I'm gonna send it to you to see what we can come up with.
All right.
Okay, here it comes. Boom.
This is it. Oh, this is not. Well, this will work. Here we go.
This is cutting edge. Oh. You need Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for years, just like Real Red Pill Plus. Finally, a limited run. Back in
support, InfoWars. Yeah, here we go. I'm gonna have to fast forward this.
Yeah, that's just Owen Schroyer's intro.
Dead from the COVID-19. So I want to play this clip in its entirety and break it down for its epicness. We've got the story up at InfoWars.com. Now, of course, there's a whole stack of vaccine news today. More people dying, more sudden deaths, more heart problems from vaccinated individuals. The mainstream media. See, by the way, you've been running this cable news, and then he's this guy. Even effective, people to trust it. For myself.
Oh,
but a secret that your vaccine did not stop transmission.
Is it time to apologize to the world, sir, to give refunds back to the countries that poured all their money into your vaccine that doesn't work, your ineffective vaccine?
Yeah, you have a little bit of red.
Are you not ashamed of what you've done in the last couple of years?
Do you have any apologies to the public, sir?
Are you proud of it? You've made millions on the backs of people's entire livelihoods. How does that feel to walk the streets?
You know, I would ask these guys some questions. These two.
They're security detail.
How could you be associated with this guy?
Yeah, really. Really. Especially once they realized that he was just like a locked box that wasn't going to say anything.
Yeah, it's weird.
I guess they wanted to hit him with as many questions as possible, I guess.
England and Canada.
What do you think about on your yacht, sir? What do you think about on your private jet? Are you worried about product liability? Are you worried about myocarditis?
What about the sudden deaths?
What do you have to say about young men dropping dead of heart attacks every day?
Now they're trying, his goons are trying to get him away.
Basic questions?
He walks to a dead end now.
No apology, sir.
Do you think you should be charged criminally for some of the criminal behavior you've obviously been a part of?
Trying to run from the media.
How much money have you personally made?
Only two journalists.
The vaccine?
How many boosters do you think it'll take for you to be happy enough with your earnings? Nothing?
Who did you meet with here in secret?
Yeah, really.
Will you disclose who you met with? Who did you pay commissions to? In the past, Pfizer has paid $2.3 billion in fines for deceptive marketing. Have you engaged in that same conduct again? Are you under investigation like you were before for your deceptive marketing, sir?
Now, when a Berlin.
If any other product in the world doesn't
trying
work,
to shove Levant
as promised,
away.
You get a refund. Should you not refund to countries that laid out billions for your ineffective vaccine?
Are you used to only sympathetic media, so you Absolutely. Don't know how to answer any questions?
Is that it? Shame on you, sir.
Shame on you. That's Albert Bourla, the boss of Pfizer. His people were pushing us around a little bit.
Well, he's pretty fit. I don't reckon he's had one jab.
I'm huffing and puffing a bit. At least I didn't have any myocarditis.
I dare say he's shocked that in his safe space at the WEF here in Davos that he was challenged in a way that he's never to date been challenged.
Well, that's the thing. We're not accredited media here. We're on the outside.
Now,
of the
imagine this, so folks, because again, this is...
Well, there you go. Interesting what they try to do. Of course, the guy doesn't answer, and of course...
Yeah, kudos to them for hemming him up, though.
Yeah, no, I'll give him that. But it's just... I think you got to approach it a little differently. I think you have to, can't just go in there and just like, hey, blah, 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 blah. I think you need to befriend him. I mean, you have to give him softball questions like, hey, we just want to say thank you for saving millions of people. And then say, we really enjoy the vaccine. And then say, what flavor are you coming out with next month? And then be like, why did you kill so many? Why? And then start hitting him and then see his reaction. Because I think that's the technique for interviewing, the best way to play their friend and then kill him in the end. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. That could have been a good game plan. They probably just saw him like, look, oh my God, there's some bitches out here walking. Let's get him. You know, so I'm sure, I mean, there's a lot of people, including myself, that are really angry about this. I have friends and family members who were duped into taking this. And as you know, we've all been censored. We've all been banned, shadow banned, ousted. People, you know, jobs were held over their head, so on and so forth. And then they also said that this is the pandemic of the unjuiced. Mm. And now, I don't know if you saw the statement that was put out. They're blaming us for not warning the people who took it. So, yes, I do have sympathy for the people who were duped into taking it. Did I now regret it? But they want to blame everything on everybody, on us, the people who didn't fall for this psyop.
Right. That's right. Here's a guy that said unvaccinated are the winners. I don't know who he is. He's some author, I believe.
He's a journalist.
A journalist? Oh, he's also one. But he's a liberal one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Completely. Having said as clearly as possible that the anti-vax people seem to be the winners, I want you to hear that clearly. The anti-vax people appear to be the winners. The anti-vaxxers clearly are the winners at this point, and I think it'll probably stay that way. And I don't want to put any shade on that whatsoever. They came out the best. They have the winning position. The unvaccinated have a current advantage because they feel better. The thing they're not worrying about is what I have to worry about, which is, I wonder if that vaccination 5 years from now, because really the anti-vaxxers, I think, were really just distrustful of big companies and big government. That's never wrong. It's never wrong to distrust government. It's never wrong to distrust big companies, right? So if you just took the position, let's just distrust everything the government did, well, you won. You won.
All right. That's all I need to hear. We won, Cam.
Well, love it. I agree. Yeah, we won. But the thing of it was, I was never in competition for it. I tried to warn people. And, you know, I got attacked for it. I got censored for it. People won't talk to me. I lost friends during the process, and I didn't come in like, hey, you dumbass, don't do this. It was like, let me show you this. Let me share this. And then it was just like, well, you're just a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist, you know? But now they're like, holy shit. You know, it was never a contest about winning, but yeah, in the end, unfortunately we did kind of win, you know?
Yeah. But it was just so weird how they even tried pushing it out to the public. You know, you can get French fries, you can join the lottery.
Yeah. Like, you can get weed, bizarre you can get donuts.
Yeah. And I don't think any, like, and I think getting a vaccine, not even just COVID, but other vaccines, they've all have a bad stigma about them as well, as far as side effects and stuff like that. And then you come out with this one that was made in less than 6, 8, 9 months or whatever. Warp
allegedly.
Speed. Yeah. Well, it could have been already ready to go.
I'm sure it was.
So then, yeah, I mean, I'm so glad that I felt the way everyone else felt. I mean, because Trump, you got to remember, Trump was rolling it out. He was like warp speed, and I was like, I don't even want it. I was at that point in my life, I was distrustful of doctors and the medical field anyways, but and then pushing this.
Yeah. See, I didn't even consider myself to be an anti-vaxxer at that. Like when this was rolled out, I was hesitant. There's like some shots that like my son was even due for, and his mom was like, well, hey, I got him scheduled. I was like, no, no. And then when they rolled this out, you know, because I'd been paying attention to like what was it, Robert Kennedy? You know, he was talking about how it's connected to autism and other, you know, problems that have been proven to be, you know, connected to vaccine injuries and stuff. So I even have a friend from Paris. He said that his children were perfectly healthy. And when they had to get just the scheduled vaccines just for them to attend even a private school here in the States, they all had severe adverse effects. His daughter had night tremors. His son now is like on the spectrum of having autism, where he didn't have that when they lived in Paris because they didn't have to take all those shots.
It's sickening that we have to talk about it and mention all this crap that it's what's happening to different people. And people are dying, people are getting hurt, and it's just so dumb. But also, the evil in in this world is so real.
It is very real.
That you cannot deny Jesus, that's for sure.
No, you can't. And I'll tell you what, I lost faith, unfortunately, pretty much like in all, like the medical field. I mean, I know that there's good doctors. I know there's good nurses and medical professionals. I have friends that are in that field who are good people. I have a doctor friend who was completely against this and told me he'd write me, you know, the horse dewormer or whatever, you know. But as a whole, the medical industry is just a cartel. You know, they're zombie drug dealers in lab coats mostly, you know. So no, I will not be taking any more shots ever. No flu shot, no nothing, and neither will my son.
I get it. And if I ever have kids, they will not be vaccinated at all.
Nope.
This is interesting. Scientists can tell how a mummy died 10,000 years ago, but unexplained death is the number one cause of death in 2022.
Well, Jess, it's actually climate change and eggs.
Yeah, that was interesting. You know, I know it's climate change or giving heart attacks. Now that's it's for eggs. Sure. Because listen, Cam, if you think about it, if it heats up quick and then gets cold quick, your heart is like,
you're going to get myocarditis. You're going to have strokes. I even heard last week where they were talking about, oh, well, now the flu season's over. Now it's stroke season.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see what this egg scenario is going on.
But now, like, this is serious, you guys. Throw your eggs out. Eggs are going to cause you to get blood clots and drop dead. That's got to be it. That's the logical explanation here for blood clots. It's eggs. It's eggs' fault. Okay. Yeah.
That's what they're saying. They're saying that the eggs are causing blood clots.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. They are, you know, it's so, you ever watch, you ever listen to morning news and how like, hey guys, coffee actually keeps the doctor away, you know, or
yeah.
Today we got a new eggs give you high cholesterol, but they give you good sleep. So which one do you want? You ever seen stories like that? It's like this, you know?
Yeah. Eggs, but really all the stigma that, I mean, of course we've never heard anything as crazy as blood clots. We have heard cholesterol. But all that's been debunked. It's a good source of protein, and it has always, well, let's just say natural eggs have always had incredible benefits. Now this genetically modified stuff with, you know, the GMO stuff with antibiotics and steroids and all that stuff's bad. We know that, but are they putting something in the eggs that's causing clots now? I mean, of course I'm just being facetious saying that because we all know what's causing the clots.
Right. Well, you would think a lot of bodybuilders would stop drinking eggs. That's for sure.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Well, let's get into the liberal side of the world that you love. This one's going to, you're going to love this video, Cam.
Oh, boy.
a little child singing along in front of an audience. Everyone's in their costumes. It's great. Here we go. Ah, this is great.
Yeah, nothing like a family-friendly drag show.
Well, it's just singing along. There you go.
Cam. Wait a minute. Where? What?
That's the microphone where it was the whole time.
Yeah, I saw this. I wanted to play along. And I saw the comments of the first video that I saw. There was numerous people talking about, oh, well, this is Photoshopped. You conspiracy theorists are always looking for the worst and blah, 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 blah. But the picture was the first thing I saw. Then I saw the video, and then I saw another video that had another angle where you literally see him pulling the microphone, and you got to look close because it's right at the end of the clip, but he's pulling the microphone out of his crotch, even though his position there, you know, people say, well, you can't really tell. Yeah, you can. I mean, he pulls out of his crotch. And what is a child there talking through a mic at a guy's crotch to begin with, whether he is holding it like his penis or not?
Right. This is clearly a gay show or drag show. Everyone's gay drag. They're he, she's, and he.
And if it's adults, fine. But they're bringing their children, and then he's sitting there acting like while he's singing and pumping his fist, little child is, you know, simulating oral sex to him, which is disgusting. And how they can clap and go along with it is just mind blowing.
It's encouraging the child. You are
sure it is.
We're sure laughing is. At the child.
Remember
We're
when
laughing.
You went to that drag show and all the love you got from everybody there?
Oh.
And if you see, he just pulled that microphone out of his crotch.
Well, Cam, I have to say that he just used it by his crotch to make it look like a penis in the kid's mouth.
Right. So that's not actually simulated oral sex, then, huh?
Well, we don't even know what this kid's saying. He could be saying something grotesque, you know, or something, you know.
He looks like just an innocent child that is a victim of grooming.
Cam, did I tell you my liberal friend? I have a liberal friend. I don't know if I told you this.
Yeah, you said he's like talking to a cement wall.
Well, yeah. But he said he'd rather have his kid hang out with drag queens than play games that kill each other.
Really? Well, I played games with, you know, killing and Grand Theft Auto even, you know. I've stolen cars and stuff, but I've never committed a crime. I've been caught for a couple of small little misdemeanors back in the day when I was younger, but I've never robbed anybody. I've never held anybody up. I've never shot anybody. I've never beat anybody. I've never done anything insane. The only thing I've ever done is, you know, small stupid shit that just affected me. I never caused anybody else any harm. Yeah. So it wasn't because of the video games.
I stole bubble gum, but this was before I started playing killing video games.
Yeah, I stole a Lassie book when I was four. I do remember that. Wow. And my mom made me take it back to, it was a school supply store. I was in the back of the car with the book. She's like, where'd you get that book?
Yeah.
And she saw it. She made me give it back, take it and give it back. The lady gave it to me and thanked me for apologizing for that. And it actually broke me from stealing. Like, but yeah, that was way before
that's I was shooting
people
did.
On GTA and stuff.
Cam, that my mom did that too. She made me go back in the store, give it to the, tell them I stole it and give it back. It was so humiliating.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and I remember, I literally remember that. I was 4 years old and I still remember that.
Yeah. Remember turtles and straws? Remember the turtle had a straw in its nose?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, there was a big thing about this is how they got rid of plastic straws and now they have paper straws.
Oh, yeah, when they started putting paper straws in plastic wrappers.
Well, that too. But I'm saying the reason why they started doing paper straws because they found a plastic straw in a turtle's nose in the ocean. Okay? Right. That's how it started. From one picture, there was a straw in a turtle's nose. Now, this is should be the new thing, okay? Hear me out, Cam. They found a turtle with $53 million worth of cocaine, okay? Now
they're probably just trying to make the turtle go faster.
Wow, I didn't even think of that, Cam. You're right. Turtles are so slow. Give it some cocaine.
Hey, this is cocaine, amigo.
But no, if the whole world was so concerned about turtles and the straws, maybe the world would be concerned about drug smuggling across the ocean, you know? So this is great. I think this is a great attempt, you know, mix a turtle with some drugs, and then people say, wow,
we really have a drug problem in this country.
We have a drug problem. So hopefully that'll trend. We're waiting for that.
Well, God bless the turtle for helping bring an awareness to the astronomical drug problem that we have in this country.
Yes. I wonder, I highly doubt any cocaine has leaked out of those packaging, because that looks pretty superb, Cam.
Yeah, they were like, hey, Holmes, I have the perfect idea. I have my vato over here, and he's going to, he is my mule, Spanish. But he's a turtle mule.
So the person is doing it is Spanish, it seems like. Mexican? Is
that Mexican? Come on, Holmes, don't you know this, man?
No,
that's racist. Sorry, my bad.
Very racist. This is the here's a video. This one, you're gonna love this one. Okay. This is all about love and intolerance and everything. And here we go. Actually, I want to start it over because
where's the message of the day?
Love. Love everyone, accept everyone for who they are, their differences, their inequalities, like just tolerance and love and acceptance.
What do you think of Donald Trump?
Him. Oh God, die.
Oh.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah. Be accepting and loving as long as you agree with our narrative. If you have conservative views or values and you believe that there are only two genders and you believe in procreation and all that stuff, yeah, well, fuck all that.
Yeah, exactly. They are Satanists. Sickos.
For sure.
What else in the news here? You know, I want to tell everybody, our audience, I don't trust Lindsey Graham. Nope. I really don't.
Not at all.
You know, he sounds like a traitor. I mean,
why did you do it? What were in the documents? How were they held? Who had access to them? Let me just say this. I've known President Biden for a long time. I don't think there's, I'd be shocked if there's anything sinister here.
What are your national plans?
All right. So just so everyone, public announcement, let's not trust Lindsey Graham. Let's vote him out, please.
Yeah. I don't think that the people of South Carolina are stupid enough to still believe this warmonger who wants to send more money to Ukraine. That wants to send the tanks to Ukraine. Ukraine supposedly has one of his staffers, male staffers that he has relations with. Yeah, he's anything but a conservative. But unfortunately, that's 99% of the so-called Republicans.
Exactly. All right. What else is in the news? I guess American Airlines, someone dies?
We return. Captain is incapacitated.
Right. Only 3556 as instructed. Go ahead and give me that right turn heading 040.
You know, this is sad. Pilot dies while flying the plane. You know, they just announced that they signed something into law or bill, or they're trying to pass a bill that they want to just have only one pilot per plane. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you heard this, Cam, but they just want to have one pilot. And I can see why. And I can see, okay, that's fine. As long as that they can fly the plane from the control center. From the control tower. Is that possible, do you think? I mean, think about it.
Well, the technology is there, I think. But the problem is getting a, you know, they force these injections on these pilots. And if you've got, you know, like she said, God forbid, what would happen if that happened to both of them? And that's, I mean, I know that may seem a little far-fetched, but how people are dropping dead now from eating these eggs. You know, let's just say that the pilot and co-pilot both ate eggs for breakfast and they both died. You know, that would be scary. But yeah, if they had control of it, a control center, they do have the technology that where they can literally, I mean, like it's basically, it's drone technology. I mean, they've had it for a long time. They can fly planes remotely.
That's right. Other stuff in the news, Cam. I guess another ex-NFL player dies suddenly. That was a new one that you sent me. At 25, how are you an ex-NFL player at 25? Like, that's what my question is.
He probably was like injured. Second, third string, maybe got injured. You know, he was in the NFL right out of college, and you know, just probably, you know, it just didn't work out, you know, for one reason or another. So, I mean, that's plausible.
Yes. Bill Gates fund startup to stop cows from burping, methane to combat climate change. Cam, if you think about it, climate change could be the big moneymaker. They're going to push it. You might as well join it, right?
Well, I mean, the Green New Deal, everything that's going on in Davos, how they want us in these 15-minute cities, digital currency, all of it is they're using climate change as their reason for doing all this crazy stuff. So, yeah, it's going to be a massive cash cow, no pun intended, but actually it was.
But this next video is going to show you something a little that they've been doing this for probably decades, telling us that the world's going to end and we need to do something now. So here we go.
Climate experts believe the next ice age is on its way. According to recent evidence, it could come sooner than anyone had expected. At weather stations in the far north, temperatures have been dropping for 30 years. Sea coasts, long free of summer ice, are now blocked year-round. According to some climatologists, within a lifetime, we might be living in the next ice age.
So back in the day, I believe that was in the 80s or 70s.
It was.
Yeah.
Yep. And then there was the hole in the ozone, like these global alarmists, their dates come and go, and then they try something new, you know? So they're going to go with the climate, you know, the global warming again, if you will.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. It's just, you know, my buddy, I don't know if you know Clay Clark over at Real Weekend Tour. They're doing a whole event in Vegas where it's all like the opposite of Davos. Like they're just going to be gas guzzling everything. Everything's going to be meat, everything, more meat, no vax. It's just the opposite of Davos, which is interesting.
I'm in on that. I like Clay, and I think he's doing good work.
I agree. War in Ukraine. I guess they're getting their tanks that we've sent them. So hopefully this war. You know, Cam, I kind of want this war to just really explode. I really do.
Oh, it's going to. It's going to. I'm just waiting on them to officially announce that the U.S. is involved, where it's actually just a proxy war with the U.S. Last weekend, there was word that came out that said a Navy SEAL was killed over there. So how is it a Navy SEAL is killed if the U.S. is not involved?
Right.
Proxy war to protect the Ukraine because we have all of our corruption. You know, Zelensky was placed with the aid of our government and CIA, so on and so forth. So, yeah.
I don't see how people, you know what, you know, fuck, dang it. I just thought of it. You know, they put Zelensky in the office and he was an actor, comedian, and he played the role of what he is today, the
president.
Right. So people accept that because Trump was a reality star and became president of the United States. So I kind of see how they accept this guy to be president of Ukraine.
They removed a duly elected president, though. They had, all this, it really started escalating back when Obama was in office. There's a couple of really good documentaries that Oliver Stone put out where he actually interviewed the former president of Ukraine. He interviewed Vladimir Putin, and they showed how everything was antagonized, and they used the media to you know, fan the flames of all that. Russia has been being provoked by the West for years and years and years now. So what Putin did actually is kind of a delayed reaction, if you think of how, but you know, how crazy he's supposed to be. You know, like, if he's so unhinged, why did he wait till just now to go in and do like tactical strikes and be very careful about what he took out and all that? But this is all about pulling Russia into the central banking system. This is all about trying to get rid of Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is one of the last standing people that they were trying to take out as they went against the axis of evil. Each country that they went after, Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Syria, all these countries that we've, you know, went in, whether it was, you know, full-blown war that was announced on television like Iraq and Afghanistan, or more covert stuff like it was with Libya and Syria. They're just wanting to remove the actual leaders, put in puppets or team players or both, and pull these people into the central banking system so they can push their new world order. And that's what we're witnessing now, this going on with Russia and Ukraine.
Exactly. I forgot to show you this video. You're going to love this one. Yeah. Hot lady, huh? Hot lady dancing away for you, Cam. This is for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You like that, Cam? Hold on.
No.
Cam, do you like that so far?
I have a feeling that it's going to whip a ding-a-ling out. So no, I'm scared. I'm scared, Cam, of these videos.
No, ruin the... Cam, you have to admit...
I'm scared.
All right. You still like that? Yeah.
I told you, the ding-a-ling.
This is disgusting. This is bad.
God help us.
Disgusting. Oh, they're all having a good time. The child is there. It looks like the child is just laying there. This is definitely, I don't think we're at drag anymore. This is like a tranny dancing or whatever.
I'm gonna send something for you.
So that was for you.
This is for you. Go ahead and open this up. Boom.
All right. I have to screen it before. Can I screen it before or no?
I want you to go ahead and get excited and aroused.
Okay. All right. Ooh, I like this already, Cam. I'm already liking it. Likey. Right here. This guy, like, yeah. No, I don't like it.
No, que pichear con los dos. Y luego, ¿por qué van de vez a la vez?
That is so gay.
I knew you liked it.
Yeah, I never liked you like that. That was trick. That was too Cam. That was bad.
That was bad, wasn't it?
Oh, I almost threw up in my mouth. Of course, Cam sends me his favorite video of
his personal. Yeah, I watched that one numerous times.
All right, you sent me this interesting thing here. Let's take a look. New York City erects a satanic statue in the city courthouse to promote abortion. Wow, you're right. Look at the horns twirling around. This is supposed to support abortion?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, interesting. What's this? Madonna.
Madonna's new Vanity Fair cover where she's mocking Jesus.
This is okay. Let me ask this, Cam, because she was just in the news for child trafficking.
That's right.
And then also now she's doing a world tour.
Yeah, that's it, dude. Her career was basically flatlined. So she comes back out. She mocks Jesus. She comes under scrutiny for sex trafficking and child endangerment and molestation and all that stuff. And then they put her on the front of Vanity Fair and put her on tour, you know. She'll probably do the halftime show when the Buffalo Bills win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I don't think she – I think Rihanna is doing it. But
Well, I'm just saying. You know, maybe next year.
Here we go.
Rihanna's a puppet too. She'll probably have some big Luciferian halftime show.
Hey, Cam, I was talking about the NFL. My prediction's gone. I predicted the Bills because of all the sacrifice that they've done.
Mm-hmm.
how did I get this wrong? I want to know how I got it wrong, because it was so
choreographed. Perfect. Did they lose this past weekend?
They lost.
I don't keep up with the NFL anymore.
Okay.
So I didn't know. So the Bengals beat them, huh?
Okay. So with that said, that number three guy, they had him in the audience.
Damar Hamlin. Yeah. And he shows up with a mask on, sunglasses on, hood on, and then just stands and does his little heart thingy. Supposedly they did all this CPR and chest compressions and stuff that normally tears ligaments in their chest and breaks ribs. He looks perfectly fine.
Yeah. Well,
and laid on a field 9 minutes with no oxygen, but hey.
Do you think this was a heart? I don't.
Well, if you look at Jay-Z always does that. And then of course, he's trying to make it like a heart, but if you look at every time Jay-Z does that, you know, he throws up the Illuminati thing.
Okay, what about this? Because everyone's like, oh, 666.
666, but... yeah, and of course it means okay as well. So, I mean, you know, like we've...
But number three, where's number... What about number three? He's number three.
Yep. And it's also 666 when you do that.
Oh, because you go like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Supposedly.
Like the Google symbol.
Uh-huh. And a million others. You look at, you know, they always either have the all CNI, you know, like Time Warner Cable. There's a bunch of them that have that all CNI in it.
Well, also with him, new conspiracy theory, Jamila Hamlin has a body double hiding. This is interesting.
And you know what, dude? If, you know, obviously the doctors never gave the reason why he collapsed. They had he not been vaccinated, that would have been the first thing that they said. There is all that right there where they're showing where his hometown is, who his parents were, and it shows a certificate of death for somebody by same name, same place of birth. Yes, that's a death certificate right there.
Oh shit, there is Pittsburgh, PA. Damar Hamlin.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep, so they could just be openly mocking us. I thought myself that he was dead, but I'm just saying, they know there's all these conspiracies flying around. So why wouldn't they go ahead and have him come out and say, look, here I am, I'm okay, thank you for all your prayers, you know?
No, if he died... But instead,
they stick him over there, cover his eyes, cover his head, cover his mouth, and just get a guy throwing up Illuminati symbolism.
If he died on that field or died in the hospital, whatever. I know. Well, say if that was the public news, that was the mainstream news, they could get away with it. They could say he just had a heart issue.
Well, even Peter McCullough come out and said that they've, you know, like the NFL has the very best doctors. They've got the very best cardiac equipment that they very well could have brought him back. And if anybody had the proper equipment, proper doctors on hand, they could have helped bring him back. They were there, but that still doesn't, I mean, yes, that's, I'm sure all of that is true, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he's okay. You know?
No, I think you're right. I think he did die and there was a body double because there was there was too many. That whole, it was all really weird of how he just walked into the elevator. He had security.
Out with his family, you know, like it wasn't like he was playing. Why wouldn't he just show up with them, hand him a microphone, zoom in on him, say, look, I'm okay, everything's fine, you know? But instead they make it even look, you know, more suspicious, almost like they're mocking us, really.
Yeah. I just want to show another video. Tell me if this person is your taste, huh? You like her, huh? Like you like her? She got her no shirt on, huh? Huh? She could play basketball. Who that? Right? She's cute. That? That's a female.
That's a female.
That's a female.
No, doesn't do it for me, man. Sorry.
That's Brittany Griner. I got you. That's a girl.
Brittany Griner's a dude, bro.
No, that's Brittany Griner. She just has small tatas. That's all.
Yeah, right. And talks like a dude.
Cam, you're not turned on about her at all.
Sorry. I mean, I know you like that kind of stuff, dude. We just got different tastes in chicks, man.
I tried to trick you on that one, Cam. Honestly, that was the big...
You know, fool me, man.
Speaking of hot women and children.
So the first thing you do is.
So the first thing we do.
Follow my directions.
Okay, they're doing a lullaby. This is what I don't understand. How is a grown man dressed
like a woman?
No, this is a mockery of a woman, first off.
I agree.
Okay. And I just don't see why you want to be dressed like this. Wouldn't you rather be in a nightclub with gay men and dance around? Isn't that your thing? Why children?
I know, but I don't get it, man. It's like, if you know, like adults want to go to a drag show, fine, go have fun. Ugh. Do your stuff. I've known people who have went to drag shows, been drag or whatever, and they've admitted that it's highly sexual. Why do you want to sexualize children? Why are you trying to normalize it for like family-friendly drag shows? You don't have family-friendly strip shows. You know, you don't have like a bunch of dads that bring their sons at 5 years old where they watch girls in G-strings and topless swirl around on top of the freaking, you know, have a pool on or a pole on their pool table at their garage. You know, you just don't have that shit.
We don't have hot, sexy women reading to little children in little mini outfits.
No, we don't, man. And if we did, there'd be an uproar about it.
Well, maybe we should start making videos.
And rightfully so.
Maybe we should make videos about it.
About what?
Hot chicks.
Or a pole on their pool table at their garage.
Yeah.
I just heard me in my ear.
You did. I accidentally.
It's a deep fake.
I was trying to. Dang it. I wanted to show a picture from my stories. I have a stories that I wanted to show. I can't view it because I'm live. Dang it. I know. Here we go. What is it? Okay. So at PPAC, CPAC, something pack looks like a Nazi symbol. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
All right. I want
to enlighten me.
Yeah, I'm going to enlighten you right now. This is insane. You tell me if you see something, if there's a common thing here, because I think I see something. I'm not sure if you see anything. Do you see what I see?
I see a swastika.
Here. And then what about...
Well, I see it on both sides, yeah. And I know what you're talking about. That was something that...
That was recent.
That came up whenever Ye was talking about, bro, I love Hitler or something. APEC.
But look at that. That's the Nazi symbol, right?
It certainly looks that way to me, man.
So does that mean anything?
I don't know if it does or not.
That's
because there's something that says that like the swastika was originally used for something good with symbology, and then the Nazis did their thing and whatever. But people know, you know, like I wouldn't just say, hey, here's my logo. Oops, it kind of looks like a swastika. I didn't mean it that way. You know what I mean?
I mean, it just looks exactly like an...
It's like a swastika.
Oh, my God. We are in for a ride, Cam.
Yeah, man, it's time to if you don't know Jesus is your Lord and Savior, now's the time.
That is right. All right, guys, that wraps it up for episode 82. Brought to you by Project Veritas
and Pfizer.
Pfizer. I'll never take a Pfizer drug ever again.
No, I'll listen to James O'Keefe bust these people. I'm good with that.
I love it. All right, guys. Thank you for watching. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for listening. And make sure you go to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. We accept 5 stars, 4 stars, 4.5 stars. We do accept those.
4.5, 5.
Yes. Leave a comment. Maybe leave a question. Also do that on Spotify if you listen to us on Spotify. Go to Rumble. Follow us on Rumble. We're Weber's Way on Rumble. We also are on Roku, Patriot Podcast Network. You can download the app there. We are also on Instagram, Weber's Way Films. Weber's Way is the backup channel. And obviously, we have our own website, webersway.com. Check us out there. And you can support us at webersway.com/shop/support. Or go to MyPillow and buy MyPillow products using the promo code WebersWay. You can also go to ZStackLife.com, use the promo code WebersWay. ZStackLife.com. They help you prevent getting cold, getting sick. So they have combined vitamins that help you prevent it. And also, if you want to smell amazing, Cam, what do they have to do?
Head over to Coastal Carolina Parfums. Enter Weber's Way as your promo code and get 20% off.
That's right. Southern Comfort right here. Love it.
Yeah, boy.
I almost drank it, Cam. I was going to drink it the other night because I drank Southern Comfort. And I thought this was a shot that you sent me, but it was very, it smelled delicious, but not taste delicious. I'll
tell you right. That. Yeah. Probably burn a little bit, a little more than the Southern Comfort would.
That's right.
But we don't recommend drinking it, folks.
No, don't drink it. That would be really bad. I wanted to do some last minute shout outs, but I can't even think of it anymore. Oh, I just wanted to tell you, do you know anything? Okay. The other day I'm out. I just want to go. I don't want to end the show right now yet, but I work a construction job, right? I'm back out in the real world doing, I'm not in the entertainment business anymore. I started working construction. And I'm working with these guys. I'm not used to working with, construction guys, whatever. This guy came from behind me, and we're okay. He's the liberal friend I have, right? He came behind me, picked me up, and bear hugged me so hard.
He cracked your back.
Yeah, he pretty much did, Kim. So I am currently in so much pain. As long as I don't move too much, but yeah, I think I broke a couple ribs and crushed part of my disc in my back. It's pretty bad. But I've just, there it was. There it is right there. Cam, what can I do for my back? Do you know?
I would try some full spectrum CBD.
Really? Oh, yeah, that's right. I have CBD cream.
A topical would be good. I'm not trying to plug InfoWars store, but Mike, the Health Ranger, has that lab where he can test different things. And he actually was on InfoWars the other day and said that he bought the 1,000 milligrams full spectrum CBD and said it was outstanding. I personally take the bodies.
Yeah.
Which is, I think it's coumarin and something else. But anyway, it helps me sleep at night because I have some injuries myself. I've had reconstructive surgery on my arm. I've got 2 herniated discs in my back. I'm on my feet all day, standing on concrete floors. So my body's been beat up pretty bad. So I take CBD. I also take the bodies. So things like that are really good. Also, I'm trying to think. There's another
natural remedy. Pain pills. Would that be a great way to get on?
Vicodin. That's a temporary fix. Yeah.
Okay. Temporary. Not. Don't stay on them long.
No. I actually had a stent that really wrecked my life. I had reconstructive surgery.
Yeah.
On this arm right here. Yeah. Doctor put me on OxyContin for 4 months, as well as Percocet. And I used to party, I ain't gonna lie. And I never had anything where I felt like I had to have it. I could walk away from, your run-of-the-mill drugs or whatever.
Yeah.
But Oxy was my Achilles tendon. So you got to be careful taking those. I mean, I did anyway, because I liked them way too much.
No, I know you're so right.
Be careful with that stuff. Yeah, if you can go a natural route, much better.
I don't know if I can. I was on Oxys for 20 years, Cam.
Was that when Purdue was making it? You know, had them where they, you know, said they were 99%. What was it? Not non-addictive, but it was actually like 1% didn't get addicted and 99% did. I was at 99%.
I knew the day I started taking my payment that I was going to be on them forever. I already knew
it. Yeah, I was the same way. It took me a while to get off of them. And it took me like 8 months before I started feeling normal once I did get off of them.
8 months, really? Mine took like 2 months.
It was
tough.
I was on them bad. I was on them really bad.
Really? You were pretty bad, huh? Okay. I was just taking them just to get rid of the
withdrawals. No, I was taking them recreationally.
Oh, well.
Because I liked them so much, I was like, oh, I got to have them. I love them.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. Like I said, it was my Achilles tendon, but thank God I got away from them.
That's right. All right, guys. We will see you guys later. And remember, Jesus is definitely coming.
Oh, yeah.
And justice is coming. Justice.
I sure hope so.
Hey, the moon's out, Cam.
Hey, man, full moon.
That's right. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh, God.